The Centers for Disease Control released new numbers yesterday showing a substantial increase in the prevalence of autism spectrum disorders. One in 59 children in the U.S. is now on the spectrum. That's up from one in 68 2 years ago. The ballooning number of diagnoses has led to long wait times, often measured in months, for services. Blake Farmer from member station WPLN in Nashville reports on how telemedicine is being used as a stopgap to try to serve more children.
Modern technology makes treatment via video relatively simple. The Autism Center at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville just ships families an iPad on a special tripod that they can tilt up and down and side to side from afar in order to follow the child. Stacy Copeland redirects her 2.5-year-old son, River. They're set up on the floor of their playroom, nearly 3 hours away in Knoxville, for a behavioral therapy session. Copeland tries to get River to play with a ball before moving on to toys he enjoys more.
I am waiting. First ball, then puzzle.
Stacy, I might give the direction one more time and then go ahead and prompt a follow-through.
Alicia Stainbrook directs this program at Vanderbilt. She has a $3 million grant from the state of Tennessee to use telemedicine for both autism diagnosis and therapy. Therapists around the country have been experimenting with video sessions over the last couple of years, primarily to reach families in rural areas, but also in cities that lack enough autism specialists.
Let's try sticking with the clapping for a couple of rounds and see if that repetition helps a little bit.
Okay, are you ready? I've got the six. Are you ready? Do this. Watch mommy.
For Copeland and her son, much of the strategy they've developed over months of only video sessions is pausing just before doing something River wants to do and prompting him to do something he doesn't, whether that's saying a word or making eye contact. Sometimes Copeland has him dig toys out of a bowl of beads to practice managing sensory overload.
Anybody can get on the floor and play with their kid, but you want play that's effective and helping modify behavior.
Even as a registered nurse who has done plenty of autism homework on her own, Copeland says you need someone feeding ideas in the moment. The big question is whether that can be done well from an iPad, Stainbrook says.
The challenge that we have to overcome is that we're not able to say, hey, let me try that with River.
Researchers in Iowa found that this kind of teletherapy was still effective, and it was done at less than half the cost, mostly by cutting travel expenses. Therapists spend lots of time on the road since sessions are ideally conducted in the child's home. University of Iowa professor Scott Lindgren says therapists might spend more than an hour on the road each way, only to have a session fall through.
The therapists who were traveling out to the homes would get out there and find out that somebody was sick or the parents got called away or there was some reason why they had wasted a trip.
Lindgren says more autism experts are still needed to handle the increasing caseload, but telemedicine allows therapists to spend more time productively.
Not the total fix. I think it certainly allows us to stretch our resources further.
Lindgren is more concerned about trying to conduct an initial visit via video since it's often such a sensitive moment with life-changing implications. But some medical centers, like Vanderbilt, are even experimenting with diagnosing from afar, seeing it as a way to make sure more kids get a diagnosis before they're 3 years old. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.